Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Tonight, neighbors in Chicagoland, we are both proud and privileged to have with us a man who knows you well. For long years, he has delved deep into the heart and soul of the American people, and all the emotion and feeling he's found there, he's put to sound. And that sound, in our time, neighbors, think of that, in our time, has become a new and pure form of American music. And I know you join me here in Chicago tonight, are so proud to present Mr. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.
Here tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you a lot. I would like to introduce a group here now and the state they're from and all about it. On the left-hand side is a Kentuckian, and he's a fine singer. His name is Wayne Lewis. Make him welcome here tonight, would you please? Right on north of here is another state, and this gentleman's from that state, from Wisconsin. And he's a good bass man and a wonderful dancer. His name is Mark Henry. Give Mark a hand. Now with the five-string banjo from the state of Tennessee is a hard-driving banjo picker. Blake Williams is his name. Give him a hand. Thank you. And with the little fiddle from the state of Kentucky, the greatest fiddle in bluegrass music, Kenny Baker. Make Kenny welcome. Thank you a lot. We're ready to move right along now. Wayne is the first man up, and he's doing an old time I really love to hear him sing entitled Dark Hollow.
I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun just knowing that you're gone would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, and if I'm down the coming back. I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't never shine than to be in this big city in a small room with her on my mind. So blow your whistle, crazy, and follow on down the track. And I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm going, but I ain't coming back.
Thank you. Blake Williams is the next man up. And Blake, you better get up close because we're going to really drive you hard with this number. All the banjo pickers down through the years that worked for me played this number. It's called the Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you a lot. Now, I've always sung a couple of solos right here, but I guess I'll just do one for you tonight because I can remember the words good in this one. It's called The Mule's Kennel Blue. I'd like to do for you folks here tonight. It's entitled Come Hither to Go Yonder. Thank you. Thank you. Now the Bluegrass Quartet's going to sing for you here tonight. That brings in Wayne Lewis, Mark Embry, Blake Williams, and myself. And we're going to do an old-timer, one of the Carter family's numbers entitled, Crying Holy Unto the Lord.
On the rock, on the rock, where Moses stood.
Thank you a lot. Kenny Baker's going to fiddle for you now, and he's got a lot of wonderful fiddle numbers that he plays. But here's a good one he's picked out for you tonight. We hope you'll enjoy it. It's entitled The Road to Columbus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you a lot. The Road to Columbus. Now we've got a trio number here that we want to do for you. Then we've got a great surprise for you here tonight that I think it's really the most wonderful surprise in the world right here tonight for you folks. And I hope that you will enjoy what we're going to do for you and listen to it closed, because this is the first time that it's ever happened like this on the stage. So with us, so you've got to hang in there with us and back us 100%. The trio number we want to do for you is the number, the Lester Flat Road. We wanted to do this in memory of Lester. It's a beautiful number. I really love it. It's entitled A Little Cabin Home on the Hill.
My dear, and my heart's long for you still, and I just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. But no one is taking you from me and left me hell all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on the window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
For the surprise. This gentleman that's going to come out on the stage and play with us is one of the greatest musicians that's ever been in the world, and I'm just so thankful that he's a mandolin player. And I've been knowing him a long time. Back when we worked hard, we'd pass each other lots of times and shake hands or speak, but we were so busy we didn't have time to really stop and talk. In the last 5 or 10, 15 years, we've had more time and we've been visiting a lot. And he's really made the night here tonight. He's helped out a lot. We've come a long ways, and the weather's really been bad. But it's good to be here and play a few folks. It breaks our jump going into Ohio, and it really has helped out a lot. But I want you to really get behind this man now when we kind of tell you who he is, and give him a nice round of applause. Mr. Jethro Barnes, give him a nice round of applause.
Thank you very much.
By golly, I want to say one thing. It's certainly a pleasure to finally get Bill Monroe up here where we can see him.
Bill and I go back a few years, and
I've heard a lot of people around the country say, boy, old Bill and Jethro, they've really got a feud on. And, boy, I tell you, I wish I was that important. But this is a real joy to be here, and it's a real pleasure to see Bill's groupies sitting down here. Just think, Bill, you got to leave, and they live up here.
That's right. That's true. They stay right here. Yeah.
What do you reckon we ought to play?
Pick us out a good
one. Okay. Let's do one by one of my favorite composers, a young man that has done rather well for himself in the business of mandolin playing. This is a Bill Monroe composition called Roanoke.
About that.
That's hard to do when you're touching 39.
We'll go with Rawhide. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. It's really a pleasure to have Jethro here with us tonight. Jethro, do you remember a number called Kentucky Waltz?
I sure do, Bill.
I'd like to find a slow down and do that one. Can we?
Bless your heart. You're a good Samaritan, Bill.
Thank you.
Okay.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky, beneath a beautiful harvest moon. And I was the boy that was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I said there alone, thank you.
beautiful Kentucky woman.
Jethro, I sure thank you for coming out. I don't want to keep you too long because it's hot up here. But I sure thank you for coming up. It's good to see you again.
Thank you,
man. You're looking fine.
Thank you, buddy. Come back soon.
Give him another nice hand. Come on, Jethro Byrne. I'm really glad that he made it here tonight. Thank you so much. Jethro, we'll never forget this. This has made a great night here. Thank you so much. All right, now. Goodbye, old pal. A gentleman back here called for goodbye, old pal. Or was the old house? Okay. In Texas, the way I'd wear. I got to print up power boy with a lady now today. I lived in mud, hold his grave, and he bought it just there. I knew down beneath that marrow lay the best pal I ever had. I lay, yeah, yeah, old you lay. He's
gone to them. Heartache numbing in that mountain, Texas or out west, where the cactus blows over his grave and the coyotes cry. I know he sleeps in perfect peace beneath the Texas sky. Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah. My heart to leave you here alone. Now I'll go and ride the range on the Texas road. But my love for you, old pal, it shall linger. I will always think of you, although you're dead and gone. Howdy, yeah, yeah, yo, you lay.
Thank you. Thank you. Any more requests? What did you say? Audience, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Uncle Penn, is that what you said? Okay.
Oh, Jerusalem.
Which one? So night to the break of day, when they call her a hunter, Yoshino, you knew Uncle Pin was ready to go.
Hanging about some bad heart,
told the joy, and when he called Boston boy, he begged the old boy, Jenny Lynn, I mean, that's where Billy began.
Hanging about some town, howling, hewling above the town, I'm playing the fiddle on a hybrid ring, hey, talk, you can hear it sing.
Forget that mournful day when Uncle Pin was called away. He hung up his fiddle, he hung up his bow. He knew it was time for him to go.
Ringing in about some town, howling the hill in the buzz of the town. Uncle Pin played the fiddle on the hybrid ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Thank you. Thank you a lot. Let's, we have a duet we're going to do for you right now, Wayne Lewis and myself, and it's entitled Traveling Down That Lonesome Road.
To go.
The wind that's strong, raging high, and it's awful cold. My mind drifts back to you, sweetheart, and I love you so.
Now you've gone and left me here, travel this lonesome road. You'd be my own.
I never thought you'd go away and leave me here alone. The kind of love I have for you I find, sweetheart, now grown cold.
Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road.
I'm traveling down this lonesome road. Oh, how I hate to go.
Gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road. Roam around and look for you, my dear. Oh, why did you go and leave me here to travel this lonesome road? I'm traveling down this lonesome road, oh, how I hate to go.
The wind is sharp, the edge in the high, and it's awful cold. My mind is back to you, sweetheart,
and I love you so. Now you've gone and left me here to travel this lonesome road.
Thank you a lot. Kenny Baker's going to fiddle again for you. And here's the number he's been having some requests for here, and I think he does a wonderful job. It's really good to listen to this piece of music he's going to play for you here. It's called Jerusalem Ridge.
One more number for you. Molly and Tim Brooks, Blue Moon of Kentucky. We'll start with Molly and Tim Brooks.
With a bright shining sun. Then looks more as a big bay horse, he rode out shaggy man. He run all around Memphis, he picked him up his train. Picked him up his train, oh Lord, he picked him up his train. Oh, Tim Brooks in a flying, oh Lord, oh. tin roofs that are fine. A broken heart. I said, the moon of Kentucky to Boston, down on the net, down the cruise the true. The moon of Kentucky to Boston, down on the one that's gonna live the blue. The stars shine bright, hey, let's put her on high. He will have said goodbye. Move on up to Kentucky, keep on shine on the one that's gonna say goodbye. What did I see? Coming for to carry me home. Saw a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Playing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Playing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. Tell all of my friends that I'm coming too. Coming for to carry me home. Let's sing. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Off my way, we'll start with the chorus. Everybody sing. So aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. For Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Everybody, I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow. Thank you.
just like the blind man wandered along. Worries and cares I claimed for my own. And like the blind man, the God gave back his sight.
Thank you a lot. Thank you, thank you. Thank you a lot. Thank you for helping us sing. Have you enjoyed it all right? Thank you, thank you. Here's what I would like to know. Will you have us back again sometime? Thank you, that's fine. Thank you, thank you so much. Thank you. We want to thank the Wildwood Pickers for helping us get the date here. We really appreciate that a lot. They've come down to the Bluegrass Festival. It starts the second weekend in June and goes through the third weekend. So you're welcome to come down. We'd be mighty glad to have you down there. And I want to say again, it's really a pleasure, wonderful to see Jethro Burns. And I'm going to get him to come down to the Grand Ole Opry sometime and be my guest there at the Opry and us play some mandolin together. And I know that they would love for him to come down there. They'd love to have him because the people are all there love his mandolin playing. And a lot of them have known him for years back up around Knoxville in that part of the country. And he would sure be welcome there at the Grand Ole Opry. I'm going to have him to come down. So we do hope you've enjoyed it here tonight. We've enjoyed playing for you. And we'd like to come back again sometime. You've enjoyed it, have you, Wayne?
Oh, I sure have.
Well, thank you.
Ask me about it. It's good to get back up in this part of the country. We work a festival out here. Where is that, Marcel's? Yeah, Marcel's. Okay, we work that every year. Y'all come out there, I'm sure. I see a few familiar faces. Signed T-shirts. Yes, we do. It's good to see Marty Hall and her daughter down. It's good to have you back at the show with Marty. And just good seeing all you folks. And I'm just happy to be here. And I'm going to say good night as quick as I call Mark Embry up to say a few words.
Mark, get up there, boy.
You can have it. Who you calling boy?
I've enjoyed it. It's really a pleasure to come back to this area. Of course, I'm from not too far from here, up in Appleton, Wisconsin. And, hey, Appleton, hometown of Joe McCarthy, Harry Houdini, Edna Ferber, Rocky Blyer. So anyway, you ready, aren't you? Okay. Well, anyway, I'd like to thank you for coming out tonight. We sure appreciate it. And I'd like to thank Dave's Italian Kitchen over there for the best spaghetti with white clam sauce that I've ever eaten in my life. It's really a pleasure. Thank you.
Blake Williams.
Well, I usually don't get to go before Kenny, so I don't have time to think up anything really witty. I'd like to pass a little story along to you, though. Two fellas were having a discussion one day about whether or not there would be any baseball in heaven. One of them said, "I tell you what, if I go before you, I'll come back and tell you." He said, "Okay, I'll do the same." So the old fellow passed away, and the other man was walking down the street one day. And there he came down and appeared before him, and he said, "I've got good news and bad news." He said, "There is baseball in heaven." He said, "Great." He said, "What's the bad news?" He said, "You're pitching Friday." I've enjoyed it. Thank you all.
Kenny Baker.
Well, ain't one thing about it, people. You know, I quit politics, and I'm not up here to tell you no lies, I'm telling you. This is my favorite part of the country, I've got to tell you that. Yeah. And you know, looking right down in the front rows right here puts me in the mind of a flower garden, you know. But you do see an old weed every now and then, you know.
Thank you, Kenny. We've enjoyed a lot, and I hope you've enjoyed the Bluegrass Boys. And speaking of everybody that's been on the stage, the Wildwood Pickers and Jethro Burns and the Bluegrass Boys and myself, it's time we say good night to y'all.
All right, I need the bluegrass boys back on the stage again. Here's a number that's really fine for the five-string banjo and the fiddle over there, and we have some good singing on this. It's got a wonderful title, and it's entitled "Roll in My Sweet Baby's Arms." A sweetheart of mine from years and years ago, way back in the 30s, is here tonight.
Never go there anymore.
Hold every sweet baby's arm. Hold every sweet baby's arm.
Lay around my shack till the friend come back tonight. Hold every sweet baby's arm.
Around the shack till the bell rang, come back down, oh, sweet baby's on.